Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. I'm grateful you've joined me today. Today, we end our time in the epistles, the letters of the New Testament. So this is the last one. Welcome, therefore, to the last, but not the least of the letters, not the last thing in the Bible, but the last letter, the letter of Jude. The letter of Jude starts with Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James. And that tells us a whole bunch about who Jude is. He's the brother of the guy who wrote the letter of James, who we talked about in a previous episode, James the Just. He was an early church leader, the early church leader of the church in Jerusalem. And that's really cool, but that's not the biggest thing of this introduction, because if he's the brother of James the Just, Jude is also one of the half-brothers of Jesus the Christ, like James. But look at what he calls himself. He doesn't call himself the brother of Jesus Christ, but a servant. And what this is a picture of, this is a wonderful example of humility that we can follow, and quite a change from the family of Jesus who thought he was crazy during his earthly ministry. This is what the gospel does. It seems that Jude was originally going to write a different letter than the one that we have, and he even tells that in the letter. He was going to write about our common salvation, but it soon became apparent that salvation and the truth of the gospel was under attack. It was under threat. So verse 4 tells us how this is happening. Certain people have crept in unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation. Ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. If the body of Christ becomes threatened in this way, the church is to full stop, strap on its armor if it didn't have it on before, and do as Jude calls for in verse 3, where he says, I appeal to you or urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. The bulk of this letter, all the way up to verse 16, is exposing these ungodly people. And he uses some powerful illustrations from the Old Testament and, get this, from a collection of non-scriptural writings called the Pseudepigrapha. Say that 10 times fast, or even 3, to describe how dark their depravity has gone. And in this exposing, you'll hopefully see why contending for the faith is so necessary. And instead of letting those people, those ungodly people, dictate how the body of Christ is to be and live, Jude calls for a different perspective. He calls for the church to persevere. And not just the grin and bear it kind, but the building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life, as he writes in verse 20 through 21. The church contends for the faith not simply by pointing out error, but seeking the good of one another and building of one another in unity as we wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life together. And Jude ends this letter with a highlight of him who is able to keep his church from stumbling, able to keep his church in the things that the church is to be about. This is a powerful letter. So jump into it, pray over it, think over it, and persevere in Christ, and encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ to do the same. As we start this book, let me pray for us as we receive God's word in the letter of Jude. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we ask for your help to understand your word by your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you care deeply about each of us. You care about your church. And you want her to persevere faithfully and not be led astray by ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Father, we need your help to do that. And we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to understand, and to know that you are able to keep us from stumbling. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm enjoying reading the Bible with you. Let me encourage you, keep reading. His voice is worth hearing. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as His word grows in good soil.